德拉的葬礼。
Deaf viewers, people who were watching who could not hear were confused during the ceremony.
聋哑的观众那天有非常的困惑的时候。
They had an interpreter, but they said he was moving his hands in a way he was just making gibberish.
他们有一个聋哑手语的翻译者，但是那天他们所看到的就是毫无意义的。
The national director for the Deaf Federation of South Africa said he was moving his hands around, but there was no meaning in what he used his hands for.
这个聋哑协会的主席说他舞动他的手，但他的手势是毫无意义的。
There's a lot of confusion as to exactly how and why a man who didn't know sign language was doing this.
大家觉得很困惑，为什么一个不懂手语的人站在那里，做这个工作？
He was sharing an international stage with people like the President of the United States.
他站在这个国际大舞台上，有很多世界领袖，就像美国总统奥巴马。
And yet he was meaninglessly waving his hands around to the frustration of deaf viewers around the world.
他只是这个手语翻译者只是毫无意义地挥动他的手，使得聋哑听众非常的困惑。
There are some people who say that's a picture of the church.
有些人说这就是我们今天church的一个境况。
We might meet on Sunday and we might wave our hands around a little bit, sing some songs, hear a sermon, but they would say it has nothing to do with the real world.
我们在星期天聚会，我们可能把我们的手也舞动，唱一些歌，然后听一个讲道，但是所讲的好像跟这世界当中发生的事情都一点没有关系。
They would say all of this has nothing to do with that.
他们会说我们这里讲的一些事情跟世界外面的事情一点都没有关联。
So what does this have to do with that?
那两者之间到底有没有关系呢？
What's the connection between what goes on here on Sunday and what goes on out there in the world all week long?
我们在星期天讲到的内容跟我们下一周要到现实生活当中的生活到底有什么关系呢？
Some people say there's no connection and there shouldn't be.
有些人说没有什么关系，而且不应该有什么关系。
For them, worship is an escape from the real world.
对他们来讲，敬拜时间只是让他们从现实生活中可以暂时的逃脱。
You can have beautiful music and friendly people and awe-inspiring moments.
他们在这里享受一些美妙的音乐，友善的人群和一些兴奋的时刻。
They don't have much of that in their daily lives, and so that's why they come to church.
在他们现实生活中，每天的生活中，这跟他们没有其他更多的关系。
But for a lot of other people, the lack of connection to the world is why they don't come to church.
但对另外一些人来说，跟这个教会里讲的内容跟现实没有关系，就是他们为什么不来教会的原因。
Some people say, well, the church is irrelevant.
有的人说确实教会跟我完全没有关系。
There's a 30-year-old man named Vince who is a church dropout, and this is what he says about church.
有一个30岁左右的男士叫 Vince, 他现在不去教会了，这是他的话语。
After 20 or 25 minutes, I'm so bored with the people in the presentation that I want to get out of there.
他说过了20和25分钟，我就对周围的人和讲台上的内容完全没有兴趣，就只想走出这个教会。
He said, I've got better things to do on Sunday, like sleep or read the newspaper.
他说我有更好的事情可以做，好像睡觉啦，或者读星期天的报纸。
And I gotta tell you, church wasn't good enough to get me away from my Sunday paper.
他说教会还没有星期天的报纸对我更有兴趣。
So what does this have to do with that?
所以我们这边讲的内容跟外面我们生活有什么关系吗？
What does it take to get people like Vince away from their newspaper?
什么可以使 Vince 这个青年可以不看他的报纸而出来呢？
What should worship look like?
真正的敬拜应该是怎么样？
We can see that worship was one of the primary activities of the New Testament church, but why?
我们明白敬拜是早期教会是新约教会最重要的一项事情。
So we're going to talk about worship this morning.
所以我们今天早上的题目就是 敬拜。
We're not going to discuss worship style.
我们不是要讨论敬拜的方式。
We're not going to try to define worship.
我们也不是来定义什么是敬拜。
We're simply going to focus on the role of worship in the life of a living, balanced, growing church.
我们只是想简单的讲，重点是在于对一个有活力、平衡的和增长的教会，敬拜是怎么样的一个生活。
So we're looking at an early passage in the book of Acts that we just read a moment ago.
所以我们就来看一下这个《使徒行传》章节当中我们刚刚读的经文记载的。
Now here's what happened leading up to this passage in chapter 3 in the first part of chapter 4.
在第三章跟第四章的前头是讲了一些背景的知识。
The apostles Peter and John had been thrown in jail for healing a beggar at the temple and then preaching the good news of Jesus Christ.
这个使徒彼得和约翰被送入监狱，因为他们之前医治了一个讨饭的，然后又宣扬了神的福音。
The authorities decided not to punish them, but to send them away with a stern warning. Don't act or preach in the name of Jesus anymore.
所以当地的政府就说，没有把他们很惩罚他们，但是叫他们离开，不许再讲耶稣基督的名。
Now verse 23 tells us what happens next.
23节讲到下面发生的事情。
The first thing Peter and John do after being released from jail is they go to church.
他们被从监狱里放出来后，马上就到教会去，就到会友那里去。
The Bible says on their release, immediately they went back to their own people.
这圣经说他们被释放出来以后，马上就跑到他们的教会，到他们会友那里去。
Now, where would you go after spending a night in jail when you had been arrested unjustly?
当你含冤入狱，在监狱里度过了一天一晚上，你第一件做的事情会是什么呢？
Would you go home to see your family?
你是不是会回家看你的家人？
Would you go see an attorney to file a lawsuit?
你会不会找一个律师去投诉？
Would you go to the closest McDonald's to get some French fries?
你会不会去最近的麦当劳餐馆去叫一碟炸薯条来吃？
The first place Peter and John went after spending a night in jail was the church.
头一个地方彼得和约翰去的就是到教会去。
Now it couldn't have been in the entire church because there were about 10,000 people in the church by that time.
可能不是整个大的教会，因为当时大概有一万左右的信徒。
So it must have been something like a small group or a class or something like that.
可能他们去的是一小群人群。
It could have been that their family members were there as well praying for their release.
可能当时他的家人正在那边祷告，希望他们被释放。
And when they got to their own people, what did everybody do?
当他们找到他们的会友的时候，自己的人的时候，他们那群人正在做什么呢？
Did they stop praying and throw a party?
他们是不是马上停止祷告，给他们赶快开一个庆祝会？
No, they continued to pray.
没有，他们继续他们的祷告。
They raised their voices in praise.
他们高声的赞美神。
They turned to scripture for wisdom.
他们看圣经。
They asked God for courage and strength, and they experienced the presence of God.
他们向神求勇气和力量，他们感觉到神的同在。
In other words, they worship.
用另外一种话来讲，就是他们在敬拜神。
Their instinctive response to a real world trial was to gather with God's people and worship.
他们对现实生活中发生的事情，第一个反应就是要和信徒一起敬拜神。
Apparently, there was no disconnect for them between what happens in church and what happens in the real world.
对他们来讲，教会生活和他们敬拜生活跟现实生活是不脱节的。
As many of you remember, there was an earthquake in Haiti about 2 years ago.
在两年多前，有一个在海地有发生了一起地震。
And there was an editorial in the New York Times about the earthquake and Christians' response to it.
当时纽约时报上登了一个评论，关于这件事情得了一个评论。
James Wood is a Harvard professor. He is an agnostic, and he was writing in response to the earthquake in Haiti.
詹姆斯·伍德是一个哈佛教授，他写了一篇，他是一个不可知论，他写了一篇报道关于这件事情。
He was puzzled, angered, really, by the way people, as he put it, dragged God into it.
他对于人们把所有的事情都归在神身上。感到困惑，甚至感到气愤。
He said they attribute it to God as an act of judgment, or they thank God for those who were spared, or they beseech God for help and comfort.
他说人们把神说是这神的审判，或者同时也有些人就感谢神拯救了一些生命，还有些人向神求安慰和帮助。
To him, he said it was a waste of time and energy.That could be devoted to more useful activities like picking up the pieces in Haiti.
对他来讲，他认为这些时间跟精力都是浪费的，应该可以用这些时间跟精力来整理残局，重建家园。
What he fails to understand is for those who believe in God, our first response to a tragedy like that is to turn to God.
但是他不理解的是，当对我们信主的人来讲，第一个反应应该就是来到神面前。
We bring him our grief. We bring him our questions. We bring him our needs.
我们把我们自己的伤痛，把自己的问题和自己的需要带到神面前来。
We say, God, what does this mean?
我们说主，这件事情对我们来说意味着什么呢？
What does it teach us about the world we live in and about who we are and about who you are?
你要教导我们什么呢？关于这个世界，关于我，关于你。
How should we respond? How can we help? How do we have strength to carry on?
我们应该怎么回应呢？我们应该怎么样找到帮助，找到智慧，找到勇气，找到力量呢？
By the way, this is not in the notes, but what he didn't understand also is the people who respond first and the most are almost always Christians.
他没有想到的是，对这些事情有反应的，第一常常是基督徒。
There were some people from Woodland who went to Haiti to help rebuild a school.
在乌德兰教会也去了海地去帮助他们重建家园，重建教会。
So we don't come to church to escape the world, but to encounter God.
我们不是到教会来逃避这个世界，而是来经历神。
To turn to Him and to hear from Him and to be shaped by Him in light of what's going on in the world.
是转向神，听他讲话，然后在经历中被他改变。
When we do that, God meets us and fills us with whatever we need to face the realities of life.
当我们做这些事的时候，我们就和神相遇，他就充满了我们，让我们能够面对现实。
That's really the big idea for this morning.
这就是今天早上的主题。
The church was meant to be a spirit-filled community, empowered by real worship to engage the real world.
教会应该是被圣灵充满的一个团体，借着真正的敬拜，得着力量，积极投入社会。
As we look at this passage in Acts, we can see three qualities of real worship.
当我们看这段经文的时候，我们可以看到有三个要点。
First, real worship is God-centered.
第一点，真正的敬拜是以神为中心的。
The Bible says the people raise their voices in prayer to God.
这个圣经讲，他们高声齐声赞扬神，祷告神。
They didn't try to figure things out on their own.
他们并没有想靠自己的能力去把事情理得清楚。
They didn't ask each other, well, what does this mean to you?
他们没有彼此询问说，你对这件事情什么看法？
They turn to God.
他们转向神。
And the Greek word for God in verse 24 describes someone with absolute and final authority.
在二十四节中有一个字用来形容神的，那个是一个希腊字，它的意义里边含有绝对的和最高权力的意义。
They went on to say, "You made the heavens and the earth and the sea."
他们说神你造天地海。
You spoke by the Holy Spirit. You decided beforehand what should happen.
你借着圣灵讲话，预定必要成就的事情。
They were reminding themselves that the chief priests and the elders were not calling the shots.
他们提醒自己，大祭司和长老并不掌管一切。
The Romans were not ruling the day.
当时的罗马政府也不掌管一切。
God and God alone was in charge.
神只有神自己，他是掌管一切的。
Their lives and their families were in God's hands, and He could be trusted.
他们的生命和他们的家人还有教会都在神的手中，嗯，他是值得信任的。
They needed to know that, and God-centered worship reminded them of that truth.
他们需要知道这个事实，一个以神为中心的敬拜。提醒了他们这个事实。
There was a customs officer who worked at the border between the United States and Canada.
在美国跟加拿大边界的地方有一个海关的检查员。
He saw a truck pull up and he was very suspicious.
他看见一辆卡车经过，他觉得有点可疑。
So he ordered the driver out and he searched the truck.
所以他叫这个开车的司机过来，然后检查了整辆车辆。
He pulled off panels. He looked everywhere he could in the truck.
他把这个面板啊，也看了，还把整个车都看了。
He could not find a single bit of contraband.
他不能找到任何有毒品的迹象。
He was still suspicious, but he didn't know where else to search, so he waved him through into Canada.
所以他但是他仍然有怀疑，但他实在找看不出来哪里有可疑的地方，也不知道哪里可以找，所以他就让这卡车司机走过去了。
The next week, the same driver arrives in a truck.
下一周，这个同样的司机又来了，又同样一辆车。
Again, they go through all the official searches, but they could find nothing illegal.
所以他又查了，查了又是没有找到任何不合法的东西。
This same man comes in the truck week after week for years.
所以这个同样的这个司机，同样的车，就这样很多年都这样过去了。
Over the years, the official tries full body searches and X-rays and sonar and anything he can think of.
所以这么多年来，这个检查员就试了很多方法，他可以想得到的，全身的搜查，有 X 光照射等等，他都试过了，但是还找不到。
Each week the same man drives up, but no mysterious cargo ever appears, and every time the customs man has to very reluctantly wave him on in.
所以同样的事情发生，他每次都找不到任何可疑的东西，他只好让这个卡车司机就这样经过。
Finally, after many years, the customs officer is about to retire.
很多年之后，这个检查员就要退休了。
And this driver pulls up just like he does every week.
这个司机又把车停下来，好像他以前每周都是同样这样做。
The customs officer says to him, "I know you're a smuggler. Don't bother denying it."
他说，这个检察员对他说，我知道你是一个走私犯，你不用否认他，我知道。
But I cannot figure out what you've been smuggling all these years.
但是我实在想不出来你是怎么样走私的，这么多年来。
I'm retiring. I'm leaving now, so I promise you, I can't hurt you.
他说我现在要退休了，我保证我不会对你为难。
Would you please tell me what you've been smuggling?
所以你可以告诉我你怎么走私的。
And the driver said, trucks.
所以这个司机就说就在货箱里。
Now it's very obvious, week after week, very obvious what the man was doing.
这很明显，这个人每个星期他都怎么做的。
And the fact thatWorship is supposed to be centered on God is also obvious.
对我们来讲，敬拜应该是在以神为中心，也是很明显的。
But very often we miss it.
但常常我们就把这点错过了。
Worship is not about you or me or us.
敬拜不是关于你、我或者我们大家。
Worship is about God.
敬拜是关于神。
We worship because He is worth it.
我们敬拜他是因为他值得我们敬拜。
That's what the word worship means in English. It means worship.
这就是这个敬拜这个字的英文的意思，就是值得敬拜。
In our consumer-driven society, it's easy to forget that.
在我们今天以消费者为中心的社会当中，我们很容易忘记这一点。
But ultimately, worship is about God and what He wants to reveal or accomplish when we come together.
但是很清楚的，最终来讲，敬拜就是关于神和神他要我们做的，通过我们在一起敬拜他。
Second, real worship is biblically grounded.
第二点，真正的敬拜是以圣经为基础。
You can see how quickly this group in Acts turned to the scriptures.
你可以看到在经文当中讲到这一群人立刻就去查考圣经。
They needed help in understanding what was happening to them.
他们需要知道刚刚发生的事情对他们是有什么意义。
So they went to a passage that spoke truth into their real world circumstances.
所以他们查考圣经中有关他们处境的真理。
They turned to Psalm number 2, which says, Why do the nations rage and the people's plot in vain?
他们翻到诗篇第二篇，其中有一讲外邦为什么争闹。
These words given to David centuries earlier reminded them that what was happening was not new, it was not unusual.
这些话是神给在几百年前给大卫王的，这个提醒了他们发生在他们身上的事情并不是一件新的事情。
It told them, in fact, that they should expect hostility, they should expect persecution.
这个经文提醒他们，他们应该预想到敌意和逼迫。
But it also reminded them that God was ultimately in charge and His purpose would prevail.
这些经文也提醒他们，神最终是掌权的，他的目的最终会成就。
We have a new music minister at Woodland named Stephen.
我们在乌德兰教会有一个新的音乐执事。
And I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And He adds more and more scripture to our worship services, like you do here.
他把更多的经文在这个他的音乐敬拜中。
And it's a reminder that worship is about God and not about us, and not about how we feel about the worship service.
所以他就提醒我们，这个敬拜是关于神，不是关于我们怎么感觉。
Third thing, real worship is heartfelt.
第三点，真正的敬拜是由心发出的。
Worship isn't just going through the motions of standing or sitting or singing or giving.
敬拜不是只是做一些动作而已，站起来、坐下来、唱歌、奉献等等。
And it isn't just an intellectual exercise of talking and listening.
它也不是一个脑力活动，听和讲。
Real worship engages us in the deep place of our lives.
真正的敬拜是要让我们投入到更深的地方
，where repentance and belief and commitment all take place.
悔改要有悔改，要有相信，要有委身。
And that place is the heart.
就是这些都发生在我们的心里面。
The Bible talks about the heart as the control center of a person's life.
圣经告诉我们，我们的心掌管我们的一生。
It's where the mind and the emotions and the will all intersect. It's where decisions are made.
当我们的头脑、情感、意志共同作用的时候，我们就会做正确的决定。
Notice how fully engaged these people were in Acts chapter 4.
在经文中，我们可以看到这群人当时是非常的投入在敬拜当中的。
The Bible says in verse 24, they raised their voices together.
在二十四节当中讲。他们同心合意的高声敬拜。
To me, that sounds passionate.
这边听起来里面实在是有很多的热情。
I picture them with their hands in the air or their faces to the floor.
我想象他们当时是手举在空中，或者他们的脸是伏在地上的。
Their minds and their hearts were engaged.
他们的头脑和心灵都是完全的投入。
They didn't just read the scripture, they wrestled with its meaning.
他们不仅仅是读这些经文而已，他们想要知道里边的意义。
Their wills were engaged. They didn't pray, Lord, get us out of this mess.
他们的意志也是 完全投入的，他们没有祷告说神啊，就让我们救我们出这个麻烦的事情。
They didn't pray, Lord, remove these people from power. No, they surrendered themselves to God's purposes.
他们也没有祷告说把这当权的人，把他们权力拿走。
Verse 29 says, they prayed, Lord, enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness.
在二十九节经文当中讲，神叫你的仆人可以大胆的放胆讲你的道。
And then the ground shook beneath them, and they were filled with the empowering presence of God.
当时这个聚会的地方就大大的震动，他们每一个人都感受到神同在的能力。
Sophia Cavalletti wrote a book entitled The Religious Potential of a Child.
有个作者叫索菲亚·卡瓦塔雷迪，写了一本书叫做《儿童的信仰潜能》。
In one part of the book, she relates a three-year-old's experience.
她讲到一个三岁小孩的经历。
This child was growing up in an atheistic home in which no one ever spoke of God.
这小孩是在一个无神论家庭长大的，没有人谈到神的事情。
One day she asked her father, "Where did the world come from?"
有一天她就问她爸爸，她说这个世界是从哪里来的？
And her father explained what he believed.
这个父亲就解释他所相信的。
But then he added, but there are those who say this all comes from a very powerful being and they call him God.
不过他又加了一句说，这个世界是有一个大有能力的人创造的，有的人叫他神。
At that point, the little girl began to run like a whirlwind around the room.
听了这个以后，这小孩小女孩马上就兴奋地跳起来，在房间里打转。
In a burst of joy, she said, "I knew what you told me wasn't true."
她非常喜乐地说，我知道你前面跟我讲的不是真的。
It's God. It's Him. It really is Him.
真的有神，真的有神，真的真正的有神。
Children aren't the only ones who know that deep within this world only makes sense with God at the center.
不仅仅是小孩子可以有这样的认识，认为这世界只有有了神以后为中心才有意义。
And our worship together equips us to tell them that.
我们一同敬拜就可以帮助我们认识到这一点。
People who do not worship will not evangelize.
不来敬拜的人是不会知道怎么样传扬福音的。
So we worship together for the world's sake.
所以我们敬拜的目的是要为这，也是为了这个世界。
This has everything to do with that.
这里发生的和外面是完全要发生的是完全有关系的。
This is what happened in Acts chapter 4.
这就是在使徒行传章四章讲到的事情。
After meeting God in worship and being filled with the Spirit, look at what happened at the end of that verse.
当他们和神相遇，在敬拜中和神相遇，被圣灵充满。让我们看下面发生了什么事情。
The Bible says, and they spoke the word of God boldly.
他们放胆地讲论神的道。
They go back out into the real world, don't they?
他们立即走入现实生活当中。
They didn't come to church to escape the real world, they came to church to engage the real world.
他们不是到教会来逃避现实，而是到了教会去进入这个现实社会。
And worship, real worship, empowered them to do that.
真正的敬拜，使得他们大有能力可以这样子做。
On a weekly basis and sometimes on a daily basis, the early church gathered for worship and then scattered for witness.
早期的教会是每周甚至是每天都聚会敬拜的，他们聚在一起，然后就走出去见证神。
They were filled with the Spirit so that they could speak the word of God boldly.
他们被圣灵充满，他们可以宣扬神的话，大胆地宣扬神的话。
Ever since those days, the church has maintained the same rhythm.
从那以后，这教会就有同样的做法。
Gathering and scattering, withdrawal and involvement, empowered on Sunday so that we can be engaged on Monday.
我们聚会，然后就走出教会，回来教会再投入，然后星期天我们在这里来充电，下一个星期又开始投入社会。
This has everything to do with that.
我们这里发生的和外面的完全有关系。
Sally Morgenthaler wrote a book entitled Worship Evangelism.
一个作者叫莎莉·摩根，写了一本关于敬拜的宣教的书。
Her idea is that a church does not have to water down their worship to make it accessible to skeptics or to seekers.
教会讲的内容不应该是简化的内容，好像是要让慕道的或者有怀疑的人可以听得懂。
She says, on the contrary, no one is impressed by shallow worship.
她说，其实正好相反，没有人会被浮浅的敬拜打动。
No one is impressed by phony worship.
或者是被虚假的敬拜打动。
But real worship opens minds and hearts to the possibility that God is real.
真正的敬拜使我们的头脑开放，心灵苏醒，认识到神是真实的。
That he's present, and he's personal, and he's powerful.
认识到他是和我们同在的，他是亲切的，他是大有能力的。
This is what every church needs.
这是我们每个教会所需要做的。
We need it at Woodland, you need it in your congregation.
我们在乌德兰教会需要这样的敬拜，我们这边的教会也需要这样的敬拜。
We all need God-centered, biblically grounded, heartfelt worship.
我们都需要一个以神为中心，以圣经为基础，从心而发的敬拜。
The kind of worship that empowers us with God's presence to engage the real world.
借着这样的敬拜，我们就体会到神的同在。借着他给我们的能力，可以投入到社会中去。
This is a world that God loves.
这是一个神所爱的世界。
And that's where we want to be in the world that God loves, sharing the good news of Jesus.
这就是我们神要我们心意，就是要我们投入到这。